Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Tuesday Prayer Line, where we pray for the children of the world. The children need prayer. So we come today to thank God for the children. Father, we thank you for the children in Asia, Africa, Antarctica, Australia, North America, South America, and Europe. We thank you for their safety, their protection. We thank you for your love for them. You said, allow the children to come to you and do not stop them, O God, for they are a part of your kingdom too. So, Father, we thank you for what you're doing in the children. We thank you for your precious love for the children, Lord God. We are so grateful, Lord. We are so grateful, Father, for your loving kindness is better than gold. Father, we love and adore you. We bless you, Lord God. And we thank you that the children, oh God, are coming to you by the millions, by the billions. More children are coming, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing in the children all over the world. We thank you for divine protection, divine direction. We thank you, Father God, for all that you've done for them, the things you're about to do for them. Bless them on their way to school every day. Bless the daycare, the nursery schools, the pre-K, all the way through college, oh God. We thank you for their safety, their protection, direction in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the parents training them up in the way that they should go, so when they get old, they will not depart from your word. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. You are almighty. No God great like you, Jehovah. You are almighty Father. You are almighty God. Well, welcome again. Today is 2024. We serve an amazing God. He is Lord. He is King. He is Father. He's Shepherd. And you know what? He's Lord of our lives. Those of us who surrendered our lives to the Lord, who've given our lives, we're grateful. We are so grateful that we can call him King and Lord of our lives. So we thank God for the children today. Oh, my God. Thank you for the children.
The B-I-B-L-E. Get back the book for me. I stand alone on the word of God. The B-I-B-L-E.
The B-I-B-L-E. Get back the book for me.
With us today. You know, the Word of God says in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4, it says, listen, O Israel, the Lord our God is the only God. The Lord your God, love him, the Lord your God, with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Take heed, take to your heart these words which I give to you today. Repeat them to your children. Talk about them when you're at home or away, when you lie down or when you get up. Write them down. Tie them around your wrist and wear them as headbands for reminders. Write on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. Oh, my God. God knows what to do now. So you can write them on the children's tablets. You can write them on the computer. You can put the word on the refrigerator, on the stove, on the door. You can put them on note cards so they can memorize the scripture. I thank God for each of you coming today. Thank God for the children. Well, we have Adelaide on with us. How you doing, Adelaide?
Good.
All right. We're grateful to hear your voice today. I'm doing great. Great, Adelaide. What are you going to sing to?
Mama. This little llama.
Mama.
Go ahead.
This little llama, I'm going to let it try. This little llama, I'm going to let it try. This little llama, I'm going to let it try. Let it try, let it try, let it try. Jesus is alive, I'm going to let it try. Jesus is alive, I'm going to let it try. Jesus is alive, I'm going to let it try. Let it try, let it try, let it try. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it try. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it try.
Amen. That was beautiful, Adelie. Adelie, how old is Trazee?
Two.
Oh my God, he's going to be singing with you very soon. He's singing now.
Come on, go ready.
Huh? Well, we thank God for you, Adelie. We love you, Adelie. Father God, we thank you that you love Adelie. You love her brother, Trazee. You love our parents, oh God. We are so grateful today, Lord, that we could call you Lord and King. We're grateful for Adelie's parents, her grandparents, her whole family. We thank you that they are growing by leaps and bounds. We thank you that their her parents and her grandparents are training her and her brother up in the way that they should go. So, Lord, even though she's 5 years old, she's very mature, and she has many gifts and many talents. So, Father, we thank you for everything you're doing on Adelie's behalf, for the love you have for her. We thank you, Lord, that she loves you so much. She's learning more and more about you every day. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Love you, Adelie.
Love you.
Love you, too. Well, we have a lot of new people on here. Love you too, Trazee. I thank God. Love you too. All right. We have some new people on today. I'm going to call your first six numbers. If you could state your name and let us know who you are and where you're calling from. We have a 985-772. May we have your name, please?
Johanna.
Hey, Johanna. How you doing?
I'm four.
You did what?
I farted an ear.
Years old.
You did? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I grew up in my four.
Her birthday was Sunday. She's four.
Oh, my God. How are you, Jana?
I'm good. I'm good. And yourself?
I'm doing great. You want to join us in prayer today? You can listen to a few people pray. And if you want to join us, you're welcome to do so, okay?
Okay.
Did you want to sing a song with Johanna today?
Okay. You want to sing a song?
Huh?
What song?
An Elsa.
Jesus loves me.
Elsa.
Jesus loves me.
Elsa.
Come on.
Elsa.
That's okay. she'll go next time, okay?
All right. Okay. No problem. Thank you all so much for being on.
Thank you.
All right. Just keep listening. We're not leaving off yet. We're still here. All right. Well, let's see. We got some more new people on. I'm not familiar with who you are. Let's see. I'm going right down the line. We got a, let me see. Hang on. Just be patient with us, please. We have an 870-209. Would you state your name? Let us know where you're calling from.
Mother Irma from Arkansas, Pine Bluff, Arkansas.
All right, Mother Irma, thank you so much. Thank you for being on. All right, we have a someone from Jacksonville or someone from, yeah, Jacksonville on here. Not familiar with your name or your number. It's 904-916. Would you give us your name, please, and where are you from?
Sister Dorothy.
All right.
Crapper.
All right. Thank you, Sister Dorothy. All right. We have a 202. Thank you, Sister Dorothy, for coming on with us. All right. We have a 202.
Being blessed.
80. Give us your name and where are you from?
Patricia here in Jacksonville, transplant back in Florida. Hi, Sister
Patricia. Patricia.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
Can you hear
me? Patricia.
Okay.
Patricia, where do I know you from?
You know me, Sis D. We met at Fresh Market.
Oh, I just didn't catch your name. I mean, your voice, Patricia. Thank you for praying with us today, Patricia.
Sure.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I'm just getting home, so... need to probably go in about 15 minutes. Before 15
problem.
Minutes. About 15.
No problem.
Okay.
All right. We also have 656 on with us today. You want to give us your name and where you're calling from?
Oh, that would be me. I'm Carol Baird, and I am from Central Jacksonville.
Okay. Thank you, Carol. Yeah, Patricia gave me your name.
Hi.
Thankful for you. Well, some other people are coming on.
And you're welcome.
So we're going to be going into prayer. So we thank God.
Right.
Now, if you want to pray, you can tell me in a little bit. I'll call on. Right now we have Sister Vivian on with us that's going to be praying. Sister Vivian, I'm going to get first prayer target. I thank God for everyone who comes on weekly and pray with us. Sister Vivian, your scripture is Psalm 78, verses 4 through 6. Your prayer target is pray for parents that they would teach children God's word. Pray for parents that they would teach children God's word. So take your time, find your scripture. We also have... Brother McMillan on with us from Jacksonville. Let's see. I saw his number on here a few minutes ago. Good afternoon, Brother McMillan. How are you?
I'm good. How's everybody?
All right. Thanks for being on with us. All right, Sister Vivian, get ready.
Sister G, that was Psalms what?
Psalms 78, verses 4 through 6.
Okay.
And I'll take the next one. Anybody else want to pray with us? You can state your name, and I'll give you a scripture and a prayer target, and you can pray with us. I know Patricia said she's coming on a little bit later to pray, so she's on, but she'll be on praying later. All right. Go ahead, Sister, whenever you get ready.
All right. Psalm 78, verses 4 through 6 reads as thus. We will not hide them from their children, knowing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children. Even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come in, Lord. Father God, in your name, no other name but the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, surely, surely, surely you have given us instructions, oh God, throughout your word, God, how we are to bring children here and how we are to be over them and how we are to train them and how we are to love them in every way, God, you have told us. And God, we want to go according to your will, Lord. We pray that parents, oh God, will bring their children up in the admonition of the Lord, that they will teach them that, oh Father God, if they be disobedient, God, they are in danger, but if they be obedient, God, they shall eat the good of the land. They shall have long life. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, oh, God, for every parent, oh, God, they know the word. They know what it says, whether they're a Christian or not. They know, God. And so I pray that they will desire to follow out your plan, God. Oh, God, and children, oh, God, will respect them and give them, oh, God, the respect that is due to a parent, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that they will train their children up in the way that they should go, and when they are getting older, they will not depart. They'll believe that, God, in their hearts, oh, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, they'll believe your word for, oh, God, training their children as they grow. Oh, God, Father God, because they're not going to be the same as they grow and as they grow and as they grow. Oh, God, oh, Father God, the parent is nudging them and leading and teaching and guiding. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, they'll hear the word. They'll hear the word, oh, God, that they want to be saved. And, Lord God, they don't want to go to hell, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, they are here to clarion call in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Vivian. Appreciate it. Amen. My scripture is Psalm 78, 7 through 8, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments and may not be like their father. A stubborn and a rebellious generation, a generation not set their heart aright and whose spirit was not faithful to God. So, Father, in the name, my prayer target is pray for children who've lost their hope in God. So, Father, I thank you, oh God, for giving the children hope again in you. In the name of Jesus, do a miraculous thing in every child, oh God, so that they would know that you are the true and living God. They will begin to have hope and trust in you again, oh God. Protect them from seen and unseen dangers, oh God. And we thank you that our children will have hope in you on a daily basis, oh God. They will see miracles, signs, and wonders in their lifetime. In the name of Jesus, I think that their parents teach them about you from the time they get up to the time they go to bed. I thank you that they will pray over their children on a daily basis, oh God. I think they will pray with their children, for their children, in the name of Jesus. And those who are homeschooled, I thank you that the parents, oh God, will begin, in the name of Jesus, to take time out to study the Bible during the day with their children. They would teach them scriptures that they can memorize. In the name of Jesus, they would teach them how to pray. In the name of Jesus, so we honor your presence and we say thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Sister Vivian, it's just the two of us right now. So your next scripture is Psalms 28, verse 10. Psalms 28, verse 10. Pray for our children to be taught to walk in God's law. Pray for our children to be taught to walk in God's law.
Amen. Psalm 28, verse 10. And reads as thus, praise God. Hallelujah. 28 and 10. I see 28 and 9.
Okay. I may have looked
That's
it up wrong.
Too.
Yeah. What does that say?
Which one? 28:9?
Yes.
It says, save your people and bless your inheritance. Feed them also and lift them up forever.
Amen. So you can just pray according to that scripture.
Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Father God, we are praying for salvation, oh God, for your people, oh God, parent, as well as children, God. We are praying, God, that they will seek your face, oh God. And oh God, like to, that they will turn their lives to you, God. And they will, oh, Father God, feed their children also with the word, oh, God, their inheritance, oh, God, which is their children and their children's children. Feed them with the word, God. Build them up in their most holy faith, oh, God. If they may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, God. Oh, God, Father God, let them teach their children, God. Oh, God, the benefits and the blessings. My Lord God, yes, God. The blessings of being, oh, God, a child and growing up as a child and of being obedient as a child, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I am praying, oh, God, Father God, that parent, oh, God, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, that your people know the blessing and be blessed, oh, God. Oh, God, and they going in, coming out, uprising and sitting down. Lift them before you, Lord God. Oh, God, that they be known, oh, God, as one walking according to your will and the faith, oh, God. That they will keep the faith no matter how hard the times may seem. God, they won't give up, God. Oh, God, because they've been with you for a long time, God. Oh, God, and they are trusting in your word to help them. Help them with the children in whatever way they need them, God, whether it's financial, spiritual, or whatever, God. Oh, Father God, help parents to be what you want them to be. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay. All right, Sister Lane,
I was saying I could pray.
Okay.
I can too.
Okay. I don't know. I can too. I don't know your voice. Tell me who you are. Hello? Somebody say can too. Give your name.
Me? Carol. And the last one said
okay.
I would pray.
Okay. I got to give me your name when you're talking to me because I just see your
numbers.
Okay,
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Have.
Can't see. So, yeah.
No
okay.
problem. So, Jana. If you can pray, your scripture, Psalm 23:13, pray for, I'm sorry, not Psalms, Proverbs 23:13, the rod of correction, to correct children when they need it. Pray for parents to correct children when they need it. Sister Carol, your scripture
yes.
is Proverbs 22:6. Pray for parents to train their children God's way. Sister Lanny.
What verse? I'm sorry, I didn't get a verse.
I apologize. Proverbs 22:6.
Oh, 22:6. Okay, so.
Yes.
Okay.
Sister
Lanny. Ooh, good.
Your scripture. Okay, Sister Lanny. Your scripture
yes,
is
ma'am.
James 2:9. Welcome back. James 2:9, and your
yes,
prayer target is parents will not favor one child over another child.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
All right. You ready, Shanna?
Yes, ma'am, and I had 23:6.
13. Proverbs 23:13.
Proverbs. Okay. Withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. Heavenly Father, we just come to you in agreement, Lord Jesus, that we're praying for all the parents, including myself, Lord, to discipline their children, Heavenly Father. Lord, and we don't mean beat them or just be cruel to them. We mean educate them, Heavenly Father, in protect them from what could come their way, Lord. We need the knowledge to know when to punish them, when to correct them, when to inform them, Lord, so they can go out in the world and know how to act, how to speak, Heavenly Father. Because right now it's a scary time, Lord Jesus, in that world. People taking advantage, Lord. We need to know what that our children are going and know that they know how to walk into your light, Lord. And you gave them to us to rear them how you want them to be. And I ask that you just keep providing us the knowledge. Keep giving us examples in the elders, Heavenly Father. Let us walk how you walk, Lord Jesus. Let us teach our children how you taught the disciples, Heavenly Father. I just ask that you just look down on the parents, give them patience, give them understanding, because sometimes we have to understand why a child does a certain thing, Lord. Allow us to get that information from our children. Allow them to be comfortable to talk to us when they feel upset, because we could tell them, come to mommy, come to daddy if something happens, but they'll still feel scared. But allow us to show them that they can come to us, that we can protect them, but also that we're not their friends in a certain way so that they can just do anything they want, Heavenly Father. Let them have that respect and vice versa. The parent has to respect the children. The children definitely have to respect the parent, Lord Jesus. Educate. Keep them protected, Lord. This world is scary, Heavenly Father. And again, I'm going to say patience, Lord, because some parents, sometimes the patience can be tested, Lord, with the children, Lord. And I just ask that you keep those parents patient, because sometimes they lose patience, and that's when that correction turns into physical violence, Heavenly Father. And I rebuke that, because on the news, it's too many that's going on, Lord. It's too many that I have seen, Lord, and that's what we have to realize. We have to separate, Lord. We have to separate physical from spiritual when dealing with those little children, because they're still learning from us. We are their examples, Heavenly Father, and we need to walk right with you. Protect the mental, Heavenly Father. Protect the mental. Send your angels to encamp around them, Lord, because whatever affects the adults, whatever affects the parents, Lord Jesus, the children see that. It affects the children, Lord. And I just pray for those parents that you keep them, including myself, Heavenly Father. Keep them. Keep their heads held high, Lord, that they know to lean on you whenever they are concerned, whenever they're worried, Lord. We give it to you because we know you're taking care of us. We know we didn't cover our children with you. They're covered with your blood, Heavenly Father. We didn't claim it. We spoke that on us, and I pray that the parents that haven't, they speak it as well, and I'll speak it. Cover those children who parents don't know. Cover them because they need that protection. They need that correction. They need that understanding, Heavenly Father. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. All right,
yes,
Sister
beautiful.
Carol. Sister okay, Carol, go ahead.
Yes, I'm here. I've got Proverbs 22:6, yes. Oh, this is underlined in my Bible because it's one of the top ones. Thank you, Father, for who you are and whose we are. Thank you that we have scripture to help us stay in the right, follow the right road and not the wrong one, and to train our children. We are to train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. Lord God, may all parents, whether the baby is in the womb or wherever or anywhere in the room, I pray that you will bring the parents to their knees and help them to seek you with such hunger, with such determination and passion to be filled, and hunger to be filled like you, like Daniel was, like Joseph was, and be the example to their kids. And may the kids from, you know, whatever age start praying over meals and, you know, be mentored by their parents and their Sunday school teachers, and make help these kids to get all these sweetheart kids all over the world, Lord, disabled in every color of the rainbow, Lord. May they all be passionate about loving you, serving you, and having you as their Savior on, above and beyond everything, every other priority in this whole world. And there's so many awful and crazy things. And I pray that you will put boldness in their heart, put boldness in the kids' spirit, be from the parents and the grandparents, sisters, you know, other brothers and all, to those, these children, so they will go out and give the message of Jesus Christ, Savior of the world, to their friends, to their teachers and other people, and just help them to encourage their friends in that they play with in the neighborhood, at the parks and everything. Just share Jesus with them and their whatever they know that's a miracle and encouraging to other people too. We are all evangelists. We're all missionaries. We're all people that others will draw to because we have the love of Jesus, and it's just blinding them with all this light and all this power and all this glory of God. Lord, just, you know, do we need sunglasses so it's not going to make us blind? I'm just kidding, but no, Lord, give us more passion. And I pray that everyone who can get a hold their hands on it should read this. So the book called Mother Bear. I have never read a book that has been more devoted to teaching the kids Jesus than that book outside of the Bible. But Lord God, in the world where all these teachers are teaching wrong is right and right is wrong, I pray that the parents will have discussions with the kids when they're right of the age, whatever that age is for each kid, and help them to know that, you know, the gay and lesbian is wrong and don't do this. And God wants, this is the path of God, Jesus, Holy Spirit, that you should follow and we follow as a family. Maybe to be just pouring into them, you know, Bible stories, the word and memorize the word. Some younger kids can learn and do songs and all kinds of stuff. So Lord, amen.
Thank you, Sister Dorothy. Wow, Sister, we appreciate you, Sister Carol. All right. We got a lot of fresh targets to cover, so we can just hit the point and keep it moving. I appreciate it.
Okay, that's fine. Right. That's fine.
We got Patricia back on with us. Patricia, are you ready to pray or you need
one? Yeah, I'm ready. I had arms full of groceries and that's all the cars dropped there.
Let me give you a prayer target and I'll come back to you when it's time. Sister Lane, first, but let me give you a prayer target. So we have a limited time on the radio, so we could just keep it moving. We appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Sister Patricia, your scripture is Psalms 37, verse 8. Psalms 37, verse 8. Pray for the children to be calm, not angry about life as they know it. Refrain from anger. All right. You got that one? I'll move on to Sister Lane. Sister Lane, did I give you your scripture?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead. You can pray.
Yes, ma'am. The scripture is James 2:9, and it says, but if ye have respect to persons, ye commit sin and are convinced of the law as transgressors. Amen. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you have given us guidelines so that we can know right from wrong. We can know what pleases you and what not pleases you. We thank you for your word. We thank you for this word that encourages parents to be fair with their children and their dealings. And we know, God, that just like you're looking at us, we are all different, but we all need that same love that's consistently a love that looks like yours. We know the world have a lot of definition of what love looks like, but we are on this line praying that parents will have the kind of love that you have for us. And Father, we know the only way they're going to have that is that they have you. Hallelujah, because your words say, so a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. We pray, God, that you said in Genesis that you made us in your image, so we have access to your spirit. We have access to your heart. We have absolutely access to your love because it is the first fruit of your spirit. So, God, in Jesus' name, I pray for parents to nurture their relationship with you, that they will know how to love you and be loved by you, They will see examples of how you love them, and it will give them an example and a tool and recipes to show them how they should love their children when they are wrong and when they are right. When one is more obedient than the other, they still would love all the children the same. They will have a different prescription for solving their issues, solving their challenges, and going after their problems to help them walk through it. That brings glory to you, but it's that same one love. Thank you, God. So we pray for parents, in order to be fair with their children, they need to draw closer to you so that you can nurture their hearts to know how to love their children in whatsoever state they're in. That's the way you love us. We want to say thank you for that. We want to thank God, thank you for your example for being a good father. You are a good, good father. And if you've been a good father and we're made in your image, you can show us how to be good parents to our children. I pray, Father, for the children to be ready to hear, to be ready to be obedient, to be ready to respond appropriately to the parents' charge on them for incorrection as needed. But most of all, that they will trust the parents to love them, to give them what they need, even when it feels uncomfortable. You are a sovereign God, and being a sovereign God, we don't always understand what you're doing. We don't always understand the when, where, and why, but we trust you, our God, because you are the final authority. You are the highest authority. There's none higher than you. And when you decide that something should happen, give us the love and give us the strength and confidence in you that we'll trust you no matter what it looks like and no matter what it feels like. We pray that for the children, that children would love their parents and allow them to lead them, and the parents treat them all the same with the same love, with a different recipe for how each one should be dealt with, because they know one child from the other. Thank you, Lord, for this growth in parents, so that it would be a blessing to their children as they learn them how to, as they show them that they can love them and still be fair, equally fair to them all. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. We have someone. Your area code is 914-879. May we have your name, please? Hello?
Julia.
All right. Huh? It's a 914-879.
She said Julia.
No, no, I heard Julia. Wait one second. Julia. Julia.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm sorry.
Julia, your number is 352, right?
Yes, yes. I didn't hear you good. I thought it was a code we had come on. Okay. Sorry.
It's okay. Hold on. 914-879. We have your name, please. All right. Okay. Well, they may be just listening in. All right. We also have a 305, 655. Just keep on joining us. May we have your name, please? 305-655. May we have your name, please?
Linda.
Oh, hey, Sister Linda, how are you? We're glad you joined us today. All right. So, hold on. Okay, Sister Patricia, did I give you a scripture already?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to give Vivian one. I'm going to call on some scriptures, then I'm going to come back to you, okay? All right, so Sister Vivian, your scripture is Psalms 91, 1 through 2. Psalms 91, 1 through 2. And pray for our little one, Chloe, Zoe, Revere, Devin, baby Carmelita. And Sister Jana, your scripture is Ephesians 4:2. Ephesians 4:2. Your prayer target is pray for peace at home between sisters and brothers, siblings. Pray for peace between siblings, sisters, and brothers, etc. All right. And Sister Carol, your scripture is 1 Peter 5:8. 1 Peter 5:8.
I got it, but I have to leave in 10 minutes because I have to go to a church service. Okay.
I got you.
What was it again?
1 Peter 5:8. Pray against addiction. Pray for God to remove addictions in our children. Alcohol, drugs, pornography, so on. Pray against addiction. All right? And I'll come back. Okay, Sister Patricia, go ahead.
Okay, so my prayer target, I'm praying this for the children or the parents or both?
No, you're praying this for the children. Pray for children to be calm, not angry about life as, you know, as they know it from anger, wrath, et cetera.
Yeah, okay. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, Heavenly Father. Let your children rejoice, Heavenly Father, for as adults, some of us more mature adults, Heavenly Father, we have no idea what the world must look like to these little ones, Heavenly Father. But when we were younger, the things that we dealt with, Heavenly Father, we had more stability in our communities, in our churches, and in our homes, Heavenly Father. Yet the young people today are seeing much more at home, more instability, Heavenly Father, and then in the, on TV and everywhere, Heavenly Father. So, Heavenly Father, touch the little ones right now, Heavenly Father. Guard their eye gates, their ear gates, their hearts, Heavenly Father. For there is so much out there that seeks to birth rage in their hearts, Heavenly Father. In your word says, be angry but sin not, Heavenly Father. There are things that will upset us, young and old, but particularly the younger ones, Heavenly Father, but help them to regulate their anger, Heavenly Father. Help them to temper it, Heavenly Father. Help them to know the limits of it, Heavenly Father, and that they are not to let the sun set on their anger, Heavenly Father, but they are to be quick to resolve situations, Heavenly Father, and if that person is not willing to resolve the situation amicably, Heavenly Father, that you heal their heart and that you give them the ability to walk away without having their heart hurt, Heavenly Father, their soul wounded, Heavenly Father. Dear Lord, if there have been incidences, Heavenly Father, where relationships weren't restored, Heavenly Father, due to anger, dear Lord, we ask for you to forgive them where they were wrong, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, and to forgive the other person if they were the offender or if both of them were, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name. And dear Lord, let them know that when they do get angry, Heavenly Father, and if they do hold on to it too long, Heavenly Father, that they can still release it. It's never too late for them to release it, Heavenly Father. So let your children be able to lay their anger down at your feet, Heavenly Father, that your son Jesus is our burden bearer, Heavenly Father. And so, Heavenly Father, help your children, because the enemy knows that your joy is their strength, as I mentioned earlier, Heavenly Father. Let their joy be to overflow, Heavenly Father. If they're dealing with tough and difficult situations, Heavenly Father, that are far beyond what they can deal with, Heavenly Father, and all they can feel is anger and don't know where to release it, Heavenly Father, let them just hand it over to you, Heavenly Father. Let them cry out to you, Heavenly Father, for your love, your mercy, Heavenly Father, your grace, Heavenly Father, and your taking off that weight from them, Heavenly Father. And dear Lord, let them be able to, let them be encouraged that trouble doesn't last always, Heavenly Father, and that joy will come in the morning, dear Lord. And help them to grow up to be well, to be mature, well-balanced, loving people, Heavenly Father, that are able to manage their emotions properly, Heavenly Father, and that they're able to show your love, Heavenly Father, even if they don't see it modeled among the adults around them that well, Heavenly Father, we know that you can supernaturally model it for them, Heavenly Father, and your word models it for them, and Jesus models it for them, and the Holy Spirit will guide them and counsel them and order their steps and direct their words, deeds, and thoughts and actions when they surrender tomb, Heavenly Father. So we thank you, Heavenly Father. We're encouraged that we're able to come here and intercede for the children, and we trust and believe that you will help keep them from the snare of anger, Heavenly Father, prolonged anger, Heavenly Father, and that you will cause the righteous indignation with regard to the evil that they see, that their actions be directed constructively, guided by your word and your spirit, Heavenly Father. Like Jesus turned over the tables of the money changers who were defiling your temple by doing wicked deeds in your temple, Heavenly Father. Let them be able to know what's appropriate and what's not, Heavenly Father, and to be able to take action against poverty, against child abduction, Heavenly Father, and all the ills, homelessness, all the ills of this world. So let them be constructive in their actions, Heavenly Father. We love you, worship you, honor you, give you all praise in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. All right. Before the next person come up, we have Sister Julia still on with us today. Good afternoon, Julia. How are you?
Good afternoon. How are you? I thank God for being on the air today, and I ask you to pray for the epilepsy of Zaire Walker, King Walker, and Kenyon McHale. And today I have Joe Taylor. He's going to sing for you, and he's going to pray for you. Now, Joe is a special young guy. For those who don't know his story, the doctors say he'll never mind up to nothing. He'll never walk, talk, or do anything. He'll be a vegetable. But God says that's not true. So here's Joe here to tell the story.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Doug Taylor. I'm a 32-year-old man.
Amen.
I deliver you from the chapter, ma'am.
You going to sing, Joe?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
All right, go ahead and sing, and then
come on, fine. And then the face is slow. And then slap your hand. And then dust your foot. Jesus Christ in the house, who is in the house? Jesus Christ in the house. Nobody in my desire. Nobody in my desire. Amen.
Hallelujah. Sister Jill, you going to participate with him with the scriptures? Okay.
Lord, my God, my present, the Lord. Okay, God, my Lord, I'm gonna pray. My just in the name, I'm gonna pray. Okay, God, my Lord, I'm gonna find the Lord of heaven, the God, stars in the wind, and the stars and clouds, and the Lord, and the pray. This is the name, and the Lord, my God. I'm the blood, and the Lord, my God. This is the pray. In the bonus, in the presence of God, hallelujah, praise in God, keep God in the Lord, and I'm going to follow in the heavens, and God keep God in the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Joe Taylor, loves the Lord. Everywhere he goes, he always tells people about the goodness of the Lord and what the devil come to do.
Steal and crawl.
And what God come to do.
In the bonus.
He said, God come to give you abundant life. Praise God. Amen.
Oh, yeah. God is good all the time.
He's always telling people God is good all the time. Amen. I'll be coming to you today, the Psalm 27 and 1 through 4. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart should not fear, though walls should rise up against me. In this will I be confined. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord
all the days of my life to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Amen. God is good.
Amen.
God is good. All the time. God is good.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
All right. Thank you all so much. We thank God for you, Sister Julia and Joe. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Minister Julia. We thank you for Joe. We ask you to bless them like never before. Open the windows of heaven. Pour down blessings upon them they will not be able to receive. We honor your presence, Lord God, in their lives. We thank you, Father God, that you love Joe. You love Minister Julia, Lord. You love her grandchildren, Lord God. Then she knows each one of them. She has been with them since before they were born in their mother's belly, Lord God. So we thank you for divine protection, divine direction, and divine guidance in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Sister Vivian, can you pray for Psalms 91, 1 and 2 over Zoe, Revere, Chloe, Devin, and baby Carmilla, and then Jana, if you could pray Ephesians 4:2, and your pray for peace between brothers and sisters. Okay, all right. Go ahead, Joy.
Psalms 91. 1 and 2 reads as thus, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Father, I pray, O God, continuously as we have prayed for these children time and time, and as we have kept them near our hearts, O God, and the parent, O God, we thank you for each one of them name by name. We thank you for each one of the parents, O God, that gave birth to these children, O God. We pray, God, that these parents are bringing their children up in the admonition of you, Lord God. We pray, God, that the parents are dwelling in the secret place of the Most High and praying for these children, knowing that they are under the shadow of your wings, O God, that you will never leave them nor forsake them, O God. We thank you, Lord God, for that secret place that they have been in for these children, Chloe, Zoe, Revere, Carmelita, O God, and every one of the children name by name. God, you knew them before we even knew them. And God, that you, O God, is keeping them safe. Oh, God, being a safe refuge for them from the hands of the enemy. Oh, God, you keeping them, oh, God, where the Satan wanted to steal and kill them, oh, God. Oh, God, but you have taken refuge. Oh, the Holy Spirit has assured, oh, God, us that, oh, God, that you will cover them, oh, God, and keep them safe, oh, God. We thank you for being a refuge and a fortress. We thank you, Lord God, that we will continue and the parent will continue to trust in you, God. We will say that you are the Lord God over all, oh, God, and no harm, oh, God, shall, oh, God, overtake them, oh, God, as they grow. We thank you, Father God, for each one, Chloe, Zoe, Revere, and Carlita, in the name of Jesus, that they shall grow and be, oh God, a mouthpiece in the land. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. We're going to be closing out soon, but Jana, go ahead and pray. Thank you.
Okay, always be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other, making allowance for each other's fault because of your love, Ephesians 4 and 2. Heavenly Father, we come to you today in agreement, Lord Jesus, to ask you, Heavenly Father, to keep peace amongst siblings, Heavenly Father. We know from Bible stories, Heavenly Father, we know from earthly actual events, Lord, that the devil will use siblings, Lord, to go against each other, but we rebuke that, Lord. We pray and we claim peace on siblings because that is a special bond that you grow up with. That is your very first best friend besides you, Lord. You're the first. That's the second best friend. Let me correct myself, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we just know that growing up with a sibling you tend to have different personalities, Lord, but we ask understanding amongst them to understand their sibling, understand their brother and sister, to get to know their brother and sister, Lord, and be in unity on one accord, Lord. Let them grow in you and lean to you, Heavenly Father, to know how to deal with each other, Lord, as they grow, starting from infants all the way up to adulthood, Lord Jesus. We pray for them siblings, Lord, to keep them. Let them shed a word with each other and their friends, Lord. Let them see, be so in you that they only know love and peace within each other, Lord, and they go and show their little light at school. In Jesus' name, again, we pray and we claim peace among siblings. Keep them together in unity and not apart. We rebuke the devil, demons from trying to tear that relationship up, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Awesome. Thank you. Well, we're about ready to close out in a few minutes. We have a few announcements. Apostle T.R. Jones, the Great Holy Convocation Kingdom, Great Kingdom Holy Convocation is coming up April 5th, 6th, and 7th. Bring your children too. Don't leave without the children. Bring the children too. It's going to be in Kenner, Louisiana at the Doubletree Hotel, April 5th, 6th, and 7th. Also, the Greater Bible Study Line, conference line Monday through Friday. The number, the call-in number is 1-605-472-5790. The code is 212-617-pound. Anybody didn't get it, call me. Call me at 504-931-7399. So we want to remember Irma, Mother Fanny, and others that, you know, maybe I didn't mention. And I'm going to ask Sister Lanny, would you give us a closing prayer? We love you all so much. You've joined us. God loves you even more. Go ahead, Sister Lanny.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we love you so much, and we thank you for your heart to love us back. We thank you, Father, for you giving us the opportunity to be in your presence now, to step away from the norm of our day, to have the joy and the responsibility and the privilege of praying for our children all across the world. We thank you for Sister G, how you've given our heart to be our leader, to lead us through this time in prayer. We pray, God, for all of her needs to be met, and we pray for everybody on the line right now. You know where we are. You know what we think. You know what we need. Your word says in Psalms 138:8 that you will perfect that which concerns us. Our concern is that we please you. Help us, Father, to be in the place we're in now, confident that we're not there alone, that you Lord in us and you Lord over us. We pray, God, that as we leave this place, we continue to be in your presence. We continue to draw closer to you in our intimate relationship with you. We rebuke the enemy in Jesus' name, and he is defeated under our feet. We are the redeemed of the Lord. We reign supreme in the power of your might. You are the source of our strength. We give you power. We release your power. We receive your release power on us so that we can walk in victory in Jesus' name. We do pray and bless our children even more. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I love you all so much, but God loves you even more. Go in the strength of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And remember, don't forget to praise the Lord like you lost your mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Love y'all. See you next Tuesday.
Love you.
Bye-bye.